Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the World Cup Weekly with me, your host, Bruce Aitchison from Happiness Sexshaped, and we are nearly there. We've been waiting for a long, long time complaining about the draw, but it is nearly here. I am sick to the back teeth of looking at social media with all the people that are setting up camp in France ready for the opening game. I am very, very jealous, but I will be there for the Romania game. So look out, France. Happiness Sexshaped is on its way, and I'm going to learn the lingo. But talking of lingo, who else would you get in to talk about World Cups and Scottish rugby? The man himself with his fingers always on the pulse, always knows what's happening. The one and the only, your mate, my mate, everybody's mate, Gordy Reid. Hello, sir.
Bonjour, ça va?
Très bien.
That's all I've got.
You would have been big in France. You would have been massive in France.
Is the connection good? Gregor flew me out. He's flew me out. He's like, God, do we need you? He'll be listening to this. He'll be like, he'll be raging. He'll be absolutely raging, won't he? That fat, bald earshinder.
Just you behave yourself.
Are you missing it?
Are you wishing you were there, or are you happy to watch?
To be honest, it would be good to be there. It would be like seeing the build up, and to be honest, see the strength and the depth. Honestly, I'm so like I feel like I'm talking to journalists here. The strength and the depth in the squad is just absolutely unbelievable. So I think they've got a great opportunity. I'm no one to blow their horns too soon, but there's definitely upsets to be.
I love that you're so confident.
It's not confident.
I'm struggling a bit.
It's not the confident, right? I'm not saying that, and people will be like, "Oh yeah, blah blah." It's not. It's more just a matter of, for the first time in I don't know how long, we have got a team that can actually go out there and put a decent performance in, and that's it. And that's what we need. And the thing that I love about it is, it's a lot of youngsters, and we've not got any kind of old buffies in there. Obviously, one of my best mates in there, but really, he's kicking about like a 18-year-old boy. Absolutely loving life.
What do you reckon? You've played with him, Finn Russell. Is this the moment? Is this when we're going to see the best?
It'd be a good time to do it, wouldn't it? he looks like he's doing well. He looks like he's enjoying himself. I think just let the boy play. Let him have a few beers and away he goes.
Let the boy play. I was speaking to two Bath season ticket holders in the summer, and they were saying they were giving up their tickets and they've renewed them purely because they want to see Finn Russell play for Bath.
It was like playing with Glasgow. I remember people came to watch Glasgow because of Nico Matawalu, and because nobody really came what he was going to do, and he's got that kind of flair about him too. A wee bit of Nico on him.
Nico. Well, what about your pal WP? Is he happy?
He's obviously there eating some baguettes. He's missing me. He sent me a wee message saying, miss your pal. Gave me a wee picture of wearing these blazer, his suit, absolutely hating life, sweat absolutely teeming down his face. And he was giving it this. Miss you, pal. This is when they were doing the hat presentation, because in Japan, I was sitting beside him. He was like, sweating buckets with our kilts on, honestly. Legs sticking together, chafage and everything. And he sent me a wee message. saying, miss you, pal. And I was like, #3forever, mate. #3forever.
Did you love Stashtey? Because all the teams are posting on their social media when they're getting their kit and when the announcement day and all that kind of stuff.
The Stash kind of thing was good. I remember when we went to the best bit of the kit that I got was they gave us a picture and I was bawling my eyes out. I remember going into the hotel room and it was a picture of my family. We got when we get presented that we were going to be in the World Cup squad, and this was a picture, and I was like, away from my family, there's no goodness, no chocolate, no nothing. And they give me a picture, and I was like, my emotions were running high anyway, and then I seen the picture. But see all the stash you get, it's quite cool. But I reckon, obviously, they're doing pretty well, so a lot of people will be throwing stuff at them all the time. So I'll miss that.
What's South Africa? I've named their team.
We're going from Stash to South Africa.
Well, have you seen the South African away strip? It's bonkers. Yeah. It's mad. I don't know what strip they're going to wear against Scotland, but being a prop, do you look forward to playing against South Africa?
You do. Because it's a challenge.
Stupid challenge. Why would you want to play prop against the Springboks? It's a stupid challenge. Oh, he's away. Gordy's not paid. He's 4G. He's a shambles. But I do know that he's played against some of the Springboks and he was going to tell us some stories, but now he's away. Let's face it, it's still dial-up broadband where Gordy's from. So I'm going to kick him out and let's just move along. So part of the reason of having this show tonight is because I'm really keen to try and help the My Name is Doddy Foundation, as lots of you know. And I get sent lots of stuff. And it was pretty cool when I got contacted by somebody who was saying, listen, I've got a Scotland song and the proceeds are going to go to the My Name is Doddy Foundation. So I'm absolutely delighted to welcome from the band Brother C, Christian Lannan. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bruce. It's good to see you. Thanks for this opportunity.
Very good to see you. Well, it's amazing, right? So you got in touch with me a while ago and you said, look, we're going to do a World Cup song. Now, I grew up, and you probably grew up, with Scotland football actually qualifying for tournaments, and they would have a World Cup song. And we all know football's coming home from England in 1996, and it's only come home with the women since then, even though they still keep playing the song. And you've put this together. What was the inspiration behind this? Why now? Why this World Cup? Why this team?
Well, the song, I guess the song itself, I mean, I've personally been a passionate supporter of Scottish rugby since as a wee lad. We used to go on the school bus down to Murrayfield to see the games and stand in the schoolboy end and rattle the fence. I was there when Scotland won the Grand Slam and Tony Stanger scored in the corner. So it's like, it's epic. It's like, it's part of who I am. And now, like, I try to go to as many home games with my dad. My dad lives in Dunbar, just south of Edinburgh, so we take the train in. And it's just, you know, that you know, being able to share something with your dad like that. And actually, just the last game I went to last year, I took my fiance as well, and she's from Cornwall. And it was our first game, it was our first time at a rugby match, first time at Murrayfield. And just that, the other thing that she noticed was how many girls were there, how many women were there supporting. And so the atmosphere is incredible. It's infectious. And then, you know, when you walk into the stadium, and we always try and get on the west stand, so you see Edinburgh behind you, Sing Flower Scotland, Lone Piper. It's like, I tell you, there's nothing like it. I mean, I never fail to have tears in my eyes when I'm singing Flower Scotland.
And then, yeah, it's a cool thing. Let's Gordy's back, I think. Let's bring him back in. Hello, Gordy Reid, you're back. You've paid your bills.
Sorry.
Another 50p in the meter.
It was just another job coming through. Anyway.
Yeah. Jim Hamilton. Yeah, Jim Hamilton saying, Gordy, get on a decent pod. Is that what you've got? You got Jim Hamilton on the phone.
Mate, I would never go on that pod. It was your pods all the way, mate. You're my mate.
Good lad. Gordy, Christian was just talking about something that me and him have never got to do. What's it like standing in a full Murrayfield singing and hearing Flower of Scotland?
There's no other... You just can't really describe it, to be honest. It's just the tingling down the back of your necks, the hair standing up, the emotion is running high. You could do anything, to be honest. You could take on the world, and that's what it is. It just gives you that extra buzz. It's like adrenaline running through your body when you're singing. You're just looking up at the crowd. Everybody's singing. Everybody's so passionate, and you're there with your mates, and you're just about to go and put a performance in. It's just something. Not that many people can I get to like kind of do it and get to be there, but yeah, just raw, just amazing.
So what's it like then singing it in Japan at a World Cup? Because that's you can't really get much further away from Murrayfield. Are you able to pick people out in the crowd? Is there still the same buzz?
Yeah, well, it just is. I think because you're there and you're away, you're outside your comfort zone, and you do this, you still hear the Scottish people sing. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter if it was my first cap in Texas, and you heard them all like singing there. It's one of the best anthems out there. Well, for me, it's the best anthem, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, everybody seems to love it. It just does. It brings you together. It just does, and you're standing there with the boys that you would do anything for. And it's that way you would kind of go out there and you would die for them. You know, that's what it's like. That's what it kind of means to you. And you go out and you give everything you can possibly give to get that win and to play for your country.
You're fired up, mate. You're fired up. Yeah. Well, Christian's penned another tune. So, Christian, we've got Flower of Scotland. What's the inspiration by trying to come up with this anthem, which I absolutely love, by the way, and we're going to play a wee promo in just a wee minute.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, to be honest, it's in no way to rival Flower Scotland in it, and we wouldn't even start trying to do that, because that is the song, and that's the song I love to sing. But we wanted to, I mean, I guess as a passionate Scotland supporter, I wanted to write a song. I'm a folk artist. I wanted to write a folk song that got behind the team, and the lyrics are basically, the song is about walking through Edinburgh on the way to Murrayfield, the feeling that you have, and it's about bringing the clans of Scotland together all as one, which is what happens, isn't it, at Murrayfield? It's like Scotland comes together into that place, into that stadium. And are united behind the team, and there's nothing like it. It's like, as a Scot, I've been there many times listening to singing Flower of Scotland being together, and it literally is one of the most moving experiences I've ever had. And to do that with my dad and my fiance, have a couple of beers on the way in, it's just There's nothing like it. So the chorus to the song is all, because obviously the Scottish motto is as one. So the chorus to the song is all as one. And it's mothers and all fathers, daughters and all sons, all as one, sisters and all brothers, let's stand all as one. And so that's the thing. It's about just coming together, standing with a, because that's the thing is every time you go to watch Scotland play, there's nothing but belief in your heart that Scotland's going to win, you know. And that's the same. That's how I feel, you know, even with facing South Africa on Sunday, still going to believe we can do it. And I believe we can. And I agree with Gordy. I think it's the best team I've seen in years, you know, if not ever.
I'm loving the enthusiasm because James has become my new favourite. Am I the only one? Happiness is egg-shaped, deserve more. And then he follows it up with, from an England fan and a page creator, we really want Scotland to get out of the groups. Totally agree, James, yeah. My man, totally agree. So, Gordy, here we go. We're going to listen to it. You ready for this? I'm pressing the button, so I'm worried this is all going to go wrong. So this is All As One from Brother C.
I'm excited.
Mothers and all fathers, daughters and all sons, oh, as one, oh, as one. Sisters and all brothers, come let's stand all as one, oh, as one, oh, as one. Mothers and all fathers, daughters and all sons, oh, as one, oh, as one. Sisters and all brothers, come and stand all as one.
What do you think, Gordy? What do you think, Mr. Reid?
I think that's great. I really do. I was even getting tingling, you know, when the bagpipes come on and just as it just puts into perspective everything which Scotland's about, and you're talking about that as one, and I really like it. I really do.
Thanks, I didn't know what to expect. When the pipes kick in, you're like, yes.
I really didn't know what to expect, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't. But yeah, just with everything. I reckon boys will be listening to that. I was a big believer in listening to Scottish music when I was going to the games. And then I always had the thing, I always cut it off when we get into Murrayfield and we get the bus. The bus just, we get through the gates and I just turned everything off and just listened to the crowds. And you hear that roar when you go off the bus, it's just unbelievable. But I was a big believer in listening to old bagpipes, Scottish theme and stuff. Braveheart, all that kind of stuff. It just gets you blood pumping. It just gets you going. And that would have been definitely one of my tops there, 100%.
Christian, amazing. How would that feel if you had the players listening to that on their headphones on the bus on the way in?
I mean, it's a dream, really, that kind of thing. I mean, in some ways, that's the reason we wrote it. We wanted to write a song that that honours them as a team, and honours them as the best of the best in Scotland. And, you know, we believe in these guys. And to think that they would listen to a song that we've written would be, I mean, it's stuff of dreams, really. I mean, the other reason we wrote the song was obviously to get behind the My Name's Doddy Foundation. So it's a charity single, and 70% of all the profits from everything to do with the song goes towards the foundation. So really it has not only is it a song to kind of pull Scotland together, to rally behind the team and to get behind them as they play the World Cup, but it's I mean, the quote at the beginning of that little promo video we put, where Dottie says, you know, we're going to, let's fight together to make a difference, you know? I just love that quote as well. And that's the truth, isn't it? You know, it's the same with the team. They're you know, they're going to fight together to win. That they're going to go out with the intention to win, aren't they? And the other thing is, we've got to believe we can win over this rotten disease that's taken people's lives. And that's what Dottie stood for. And so the more we can raise for that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A foundation to, you know, to try and find a cure, which is obviously, it's a disease, or it's something that affects a lot of people involved with rugby. So, you know, we've got to find a cure. And then, and Dottie, you know, right to the end of his life, fought, didn't he? To make a difference, an incredible, an inspiring man, and continues to inspire. Amen, constantly. Brother. And it's just amazing to see, isn't it, when you go to the games, the kind of loyal support of not only Scotland, but Dottie Weir and what he stood for. So, agreed. Really powerful agreed. Stuff.
Love it. Well, Gordy, how much did you talk about stuff like that? Like, that's Christian, and you have been full of emotion when you've spoken.
Yeah.
Like, professional sport gets this, or it's all about the money and they just want to win. And but in the changing room, and you said you listen to Scottish music when you're coming in, but you played with some captains and some folk that would have given speeches and had you beating your chest and stuff like that.
100%.
Did you need that to get up? Did you need somebody to speak, or was the pipes and the crowd and the Flower of Scotland enough?
That's all I needed. I just needed, and it's just, when I mentioned before about stepping off the bus and just hearing that roar of all the fans, and you're just pumped. You are just absolutely pumped. And that's all I needed. Everything else, it didn't matter how much I was at the, I was so relaxed at the hotel before we left to come to the stadium. As soon as my earphones come off and you hear everybody chanting your name, and different things, just go boys, all this kind of thing, and then you just step off that bus and it just puts a smile on your face, your hair's standing up, your heartbeat is just pumping out your chest, you're just proud.
You were still relaxed, because one of the Gordy Reid moments, and a couple of weeks ago I was at, Ian Rankin was inducted into the Dundee Rugby Hall of Fame, and I was there to, I gave the induction speech, and I said, I've got a message for your mate Gordy Reid. You're about to play for Scotland. You've just met Princess Anne, and you fist bump the president of Scottish Rugby. You were still relaxed. Eating raw meat and ready to tear people's heads off.
No, it kind of comes and goes. It comes and goes. But see, because we've done that, and then pretty sure it just comes and goes. But it's just ticking. It's like a ticking bomb. I'm just like ready, just to go. That's what it was like. Honestly, you just like, I'm even getting sweaty palms. Honestly, just kind of even speaking about it. But yeah, I just came and go. But I try to be like I do, like before. I think I played, it must have been my third or fourth test. I can't remember what it was. And I remember I was like having heart palpitations because I was that like, adrenaline was going. I had a couple of cans of Red Bull and I had to just lie down in the honestly, lie down in the cold floor and just breathe, because I was getting that much just like pumped up that I thought I was going to go and do like a Jeff Cross. A Jeff Cross is
Jeff Cross are quite literally poles apart. Like the two props, you couldn't have been more different, guys. Go and talk me, right, how does this feel, right? You've given us that build-up. How does it feel, say you were in the team on at the weekend and somebody drops the ball and the referee blows his whistle and goes, scrum down, South Africa ball. Are you, like, is that, yes.
Yeah, that's like literally.
You're off your head, man.
Let's get stuck in here. Let's go for this. Like, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, like, we're going for this. That's just really, like, totally.
See, nobody's ever going to under. Props need to be examined. Like, there needs to be some kind of research into.
Going back to your song, I know this is jumping off, but I'm telling you right now, Gregor, knowing Gregor.
Wait, he's going to do an impression. Wait for it.
No, I'm not going to do that. Knowing Gregor, he will have that played when the team's announced, or when they'll be doing an inspirational video, because he loves his inspirational videos. He loves music in the background, whatever it may be, Scottish music, whatever it may be. Guarantee that'll be played in one of the team meetings. And when the teams are getting announced, or whatever it may be, I'm telling you right now, because I know what he's like. He's that kind of person. He loves that kind of stuff. He loves that kind of, just that kind of passion. So he will, knowing him, he will have that played.
Love so it. Just Christian, Christian, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I just want, what's the aim? What's the target for you and for this song?
If it was, you know, if you're talking dreams, to play it at Murrayfield one day would be the dream. You know, maybe even with a full pipe band, we would, you know, that's the dream. And you know, and I guess in life, you gotta believe, haven't you?
me and Gordy will be Sean Ryder and Bez on the side.
There you go.
Tambourine.
Yes. Mate, I love a karaoke.
No, I guess that's a dream. But, you know, we just want, it'd be amazing to hear it sung by as many Scottish fans as possible. And obviously to raise as much as we can for the Doddy Weir Foundation. That's the dream. So, you know, we're putting it out there. That's what we've done. We put the song out there. We were so just encouraged at the Doddy Weir Foundation. We're happy to partner with us on the release as a charity single. So it is their charity single. And we just, you know, we're putting it out there and see, because in the end, you know, people have got to if a song's going to be sung, people have got to be like, I like this. I want to sing it, you know. And we've sung it. We're in Europe. We played a couple of festivals in Europe this summer. And, you know, they were singing it in the Netherlands. They were singing it in Belgium. It's one of those songs I think people can pick up quickly. So yeah, that's the dream. Just we want to hear people singing it. And for it to inspire Scotland as a team to at least make it out of the group in the World Cup. That's what we want to see. We want to see them win it. But, man, what a group to get through. But I believe in the team and I believe they can do it. So all is one.
Love it. Christian, thanks very much. It's been great to see
you.
And we'll keep in touch. And hopefully we're going to hear a lot of all is one.
I hope so. Take care.
Thanks, my man.
See you guys.
Gordy Reid.
Now it's down to two. The two
Christians. Baldies. Christian wants us out of the group. Come on. Heart, head, is it going to happen?
I always say that if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I definitely think it's... I think we need to get the input performance in. I'm sweating here. I'm sweating.
I love how you've gone all media.
This is the warmest it's been in about a year. Honestly, I'm absolutely teeming with sweat. Oh, God, but you're asking this question. You're putting it on me.
And before we came on, you went, "I'm not allowed to swear," and you've been speaking in your best English the whole way through. Like, you've been on your best behavior for 27 minutes. It's brilliant. I love it.
I'm anxious to say, "Oh, get yourself to France," but I can't. I think we put a good team. We go there. I'm not saying I'm confident. I just think it would be amazing if we could do it. But
what's your starting front row?
My starting front row, 2 seconds, the family's just gonna come in and the missus is gonna shout at me, "Why is this place not tidied up?" my starting front row, well, Xander's obviously is he still in his red card?
He's suspended.
Aye, so WPNL 100%. 100%. George, Hooker, and Schumann, 100%. There's your front row. There's your front row straight away.
What's the chat? First scrum, and we've got Pierre and WP against the Springbok. Like, is there chat in the front row still? You must have. There's no way you could shut up. You must have been chirping.
I was always kind of chatting. I was always kind of saying something. But then I was always saying something. I can't really tell you what I was saying, but
no, you can't.
It's always in the front row, and you told me I can't swear. You told me I can't swear and all that kind of thing. But yes, what's his name? WP. He's quite quiet. He's quite quiet. He's not going to say anything. He's not going to say anything at all.
There could be chat that George Turner's the only one in the front row that doesn't understand it. Like, they could be chatting to each other in Afrikaans, right.
I think they'll be chatting. I think they'll be doing some Afrikaans kind of chat there. But I think it's definitely that. That'll be your starting pack. Your starting front row anyway.
When you played South Africa, who did you like playing against? Who did you not like playing against? What's your South Africa memories?
It's not that I didn't like to play against. I was just wanting to smash anything. I remember playing the World Cup 2015, and I was just like an angry man because I started that game, and all I wanted to do is everybody ran at me. I just wanted to smash. And there's I've got a couple of pictures that Craig, the photographer,
Craig Watson.
Sent me. Aye, Craig Watson. He sent me a few pictures. He's like, "Look at this," and I was just like, I was literally like foam coming from the mouth. A rocket, absolutely rocket. But I just wanted to get there and smash everybody. It's not like I hated anybody. It was just a matter of I had hatred for everybody. I didn't hate an individual. The whole team was just a target.
How does Gordy Reid watch a World Cup game? What's the routine for Gordy Reid? Like, I would imagine the planning goes in. There'll be snacks and there'll be refreshments.
See, to be honest, I try and, well, the Six Nations, I was kind of just busy. I try to avoid it because I get all still hyped up, and I'm like, what are you doing that for? What are you doing? And then I just kind of get irritated, and then the missus like, she's like, "Calm down." I'm like, "No, you calm down." I'm like, literally, honestly, I do. I get kind of really kind of aggressive when it comes to it. And then, so I kind of try to avoid it as much as possible. And I maybe try and come into the kitchen and tidy up and then go back and sit down. And then I kind of like pace a wee bit too, a pace. So yes.
My kid's doing an impression of me shouting at the referee. Katie does an impression of her dad shouting "referee," so I'm trying really hard to behave myself.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do too. Like, then the kids are saying, "Dad, why are you shouting? Why are you shouting the telly?" And I'm like, "You don't understand. I feel like I'm still playing because like I do. I feel like I can, you know, and I feel like." I just feel like I would like to be there when they're playing, and you're like, even when I remember watching, I think it was a late night game and it was pitch black and all the lights were on, and I'm like, that would be amazing if it was there, but I'm not playing anymore. So if
Scotland didn't win it, who's going to win it? The whole thing.
I don't think.
It's tough, Ireland. Yeah.
I think they're getting a lot of. I think a lot of teams are blowing smoke up their backside. I think South Africa. I really do. If Scotland don't beat them, I think they've got a chance. I really do. I think South Africa is your kind of team. Because it could be anybody.
Who would you like to win it? Like, so if Scotland can't win it, Scotland. Who's your...
Fiji.
How good. I took Pelters. I was at Murrayfield and the big screen's got Fiji England on it. And I filmed the last 10 seconds and I posted it. And I had folk giving me Pelters. You hate England? No, I just love Fiji. Everybody loves Fiji. When they played Wales and they got a player sent off and they nearly beat Wales, I was on my feet in the living room supporting Fiji against Wales. I would imagine if one of the Pacific Islands got far.
Yes.
It would just be class.
It would be.
What about France? Do you like the French?
I'm not. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I've seen a couple of these YouTube, like Facebook. You know, the thing pops up anyway, and like, and it's so true. Like, there's no one team you would be like, oh, they'll win, because they can. You've got New Zealand who are like world class. You've got South Africa again, world class. You've got on their day England. I know they've been absolutely shocking, but have they just been shocking because they're just like, oh, let's play rubbish in the Six Nations. Let's let everybody rate us off, so then we can come in and we'll just smoke everybody. You know, I think it's a momentum thing. Like it could.
There's no some geezer in a pool hall hustling tenors.
Hey, well, the thing is, the way all the clubs going in England, they might be just going, oh, like that, right? We're going to put a couple of million on this. Right, we're going to write us off for the Six Nations, and then we're going to come in and smash the World Cup. It's a possibility, honestly. Politics in this game these days. but then who else you got? You've got Ireland, France. Who like
Eddie Jones thinks Australia's going to win it?
Hi. Well,
it must be tough as a player when you're listening to your coach talking like that. Like, you must just be wanting him to be quiet. Like, he gives a big Will Skelton captain.
Yeah,
he doesn't seem like he wants it. He was surprised.
I don't know where he's at. I don't know if he's just playing a game too. Him in England, just the like that, right? Let's, what? You there? Hello? You there?
Hello, you still there?
You there? Yep.
It's me, it's away, I think. Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. It's been an absolute pleasure. Great to have Gordy back and amazing to have Christian here. So what we're going to do is we're going to play out with all as one. Brilliant to see you. Enjoy your World Cup, and I look forward to seeing you all very, very soon. My name is Bruce Aitchison from the Happiness is Egg-Shaped and Happiness is Podcast. Speak to you all soon. Thank you and good night.
Mothers and all fathers, daughters and all sons. Oh, as one. Oh, as one. Sisters and all brothers, come let's stand all as one. Oh, as one. Oh, as one. Mothers and all fathers, daughters and all sons. Oh, as one. Oh, as one. Sisters and all brothers, come and stand. All as one.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.